USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is on his way back to Washington after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended with no new agreement on stopping the North's nuclear weapons program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the president's trip.
It was smart to bring Kim Jong-un to Singapore and to Vietnam to expose the North Korean delegation to the kind of economic prosperity that could be possible if he were to choose a new path.
A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. The vote was 228 to 198. The bill would expand background checks and give federal officials more time to conduct background investigations. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise on the bill that passed.
Their bill would not have done anything to stop these tragedies. Las Vegas, their bill wouldn't have done anything. What it would do is make criminals out of law-abiding citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The U.S. economy beat expectations at the end of last year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 2.6% when analysts were expecting to see a gain of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. That after a 3.4% increase in the year's third quarter. Employment remains strong, but the report says while wages continue to rise, poor retail sales have otherwise impacted growth.
California natural gas company PG&E is saying it's probable its equipment may be to blame for the most destructive wildfire in California's history. In a government filing on Thursday, PG&E says while the cause of the 2018 campfire is still being investigated, the company believes it is probable its equipment will be determined to be the ignition point for the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference is underway just outside of Washington, D.C. Among the early highlights, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Our founders were just ordinary people. Ordinary people who did something quite extraordinary. You see, they didn't just risk their political careers. They didn't risk their business ventures. These were people, I dare say, patriots who risked their lives for the freedoms we hold dear today. What makes America great are not just the things we talked about, but that simple fact that all throughout our history, not just there in Independence Hall, but in places across this country and around the world, that there have always been men and women of courage who are willing to stand up and think more about not their futures, but the future of their children and their children's children to ensure that they have the freedoms and liberties that those folks literally risk their lives for. That's what makes America great, and that's our challenge to each and every one of us here to make sure that all those who fought and many who died do not die in vain, that we continue to fight for those freedoms every single day.
Friday, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to speak at CPAC, and Saturday, President Trump will be making another appearance at CPAC as well. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.